could Mary have expected this? When the angel Gabriel came to Mary and announced that she would be the mother of God, could she have expected something like this? When Joseph took her to Bethlehem, is this what she saw would happen? When Simeon spoke those words of prophecy, a sword will pierce through your own soul, did she expect it to turn out this way? When she and Joseph found Jesus, then 12 years old, in the temple in Jerusalem, and when he spoke to them, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Did she understand what would happen? When she followed Jesus to Jerusalem, did she think that this trip would be the last? Mary, did you know? Did you know? The Lutheran confessions are very clear that if you refuse to call Mary the Mother of God, that is, the God-bearer, you are a Nestorian. Nestorian with an N. And that means you're a heretic. In the 4th and 5th century, Nestorius wanted to defend the divinity of Jesus. And so he argued that Mary could not be the mother of God. She must merely be the mother of the human part of Christ. He reasoned no woman could give birth to God. That's wrong. She is indeed the mother of God, and it's necessary to say so. God and man are inseparably one in the person of Christ. God has a mother. But beware. If you confess that Mary is to be the mother of God, you're at risk. If what Mary bore in her womb is truly God, this means that the one in Mary's womb was a zygote, an embryo, a fetus. That is, he was a person. And that unborn children in the womb are people too. If the one who inhabits the womb of Mary is truly God, then all that about mothers choosing to abort their babies is all wrong. It's sinful. If Mary is truly the mother of God, then children are truly a blessing from God to be received without reservation. If what this woman has born in her body is truly God, then God is truly man. And he is man's only hope for salvation. If the man that she bears is truly God, then mankind has hope. If she gives the eternal second person of the Trinity flesh, then those of you who have human flesh have a Savior. To call Mary the Mother of God is to say that your flesh is weak, and that, and more than that, it's an utter failure. For your flesh is inclined to be its own God, to reject the name of God, to refuse the Sabbath rest in the Word, to dishonor and disobey your parents and other authorities, to harm your neighbor, to be discontent with what God has given you. If Mary bears in her womb the second person of the Holy Trinity, then you have hope. and salvation outside of yourself. For she is the mother of God. In her womb, God is man. God has become an embryo, a fetus, a baby, a toddler, an adolescent, a teenager, and finally a man. If you are or have been any of these, then your hope is in him. Behold the man. Jesus calls her woman. But the one who hangs dying in the cross is not merely her son. He is also her savior, your savior. He exists to save all people, including you, from your sins. This is Mary's son, who is appointed for the rising and fall of many in Israel, who is the salvation of Israel and of Israel and Gentiles alike. Behold the man, the promised seed of the woman, sent to crush the head of the serpent, who since the fall has enslaved mankind. Behold the man who redeems all men. Behold the man who cared enough to use his dying breath to take care of his mother. Behold the man who cared to use his dying to save her and you. Behold the man. And you, beloved, behold your mother, the bride of Christ, his church. From her womb, the font, he has given you new life and caused you to be reborn through the water and the Spirit. Behold your mother, in whose care you receive forgiveness day after day. Behold the only place where your sins have rich and full forgiveness, the church. Mary is truly the mother of God. And God is truly the Savior of all sinners. He is the man, your flesh, who alone can offer himself on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. Mary could never have expected any of this. This man is God. This God is man dying for you. Behold the man. Behold your Savior. Behold your salvation. Behold your God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.